campaign finance reform, climate action, and racial justice. Those are the issues that Joe McDermott, Brady Walkinshaw, and Pramila Jayapal say would lead them to stage their own sit-ins on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. They're the top contenders seeking to replace retiring Congressman Jim McDermott. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radle attended the debate for candidates in the 7th Congressional District and has this report.
City Club sponsored Thursday's debate at the Seattle Public Library. Carl Lawrence was one of the undecided voters sitting down front. He says national events have prompted his crash course in civic participation.
My wife had to drag me down here to fight downtown traffic, and the motivating comment was, we've got Donald Trump as a presidential potential. We should be more involved with local politics.
This week saw funerals for victims of police shootings as well as for the police officers killed in Dallas. All three candidates for the 7th District say they'd support measures to ban assault rifles and to require a federal investigation whenever police shootings occur. Beyond that, King County Council member Joe McDermott says he'd seek to address institutional racism.
In the time I've been on the county council, we have cut in half the number of youth in our juvenile justice facility, and I'm recognizing that we need to do more on disproportionality, have invested in mentorship programs for at-risk youth.
State Representative Brady Walkinshaw says he'd seek to change a structure that sends too many people to prison.
An area that I care deeply about, and I actually think it's an area we're seeing more bipartisanship, is more broadly around criminal justice reform. I was able to bring people together to pass legislation this last year that changes the way that people can get access to jobs as they come out of incarceration.
And State Senator Pramila Jayapal says more federal data is needed about when police shootings happen.
And there is an act called the Pride Act that Cory Booker has sponsored legislation in the Senate that would require police departments to actually report their shootings to the federal government. That's another very important step.
One of the moderators, Cairo 7's Essex Porter, asked the candidates to name an issue that forced them to change their minds. McDermott says his is the influence of money in politics.
I was probably not as aware or concerned about both the appearance and the reality of how much influence it has. That we're spending as much time as we are fundraising today is a travesty in this race.
He says his top priority would be a constitutional amendment to overturn the Citizens United case. Jayapal says she has been conflicted about the use of body cameras for police officers.
We've got so many videos out there. You know, we see that videos aren't necessarily bringing us justice. But on the other hand, is it helping to have the videos out there so people see the injustice over and over again? And can we regulate them in a way that makes sure that we are not putting more surveillance on communities of color and hurting communities of color?
Finally, the candidates were asked how they would get anything done in a Republican-controlled Congress. Walkinshaw says when he was appointed to the legislature, he went with his husband to visit Republican colleagues east of the Cascades.
The reaction I got from people I visited was, we've never had a Seattle liberal come and visit us in our homes. And I think that matters. It matters for building relationships and it matters for results.
But he says Democrats should also not give up the dream of recapturing the majority in the U.S. House. This debate excluded 6 other congressional candidates who protested not getting to participate. 2 candidates for the 7th District will go on from the August 2nd primary to the general election in November. I'm Amy Radle, KUOW News.